This is session 3 of 9 of the PDH Online audio course on Minimal AutoCAD, Basic Draw Commands. In this section, we will show how to use line, polyline, circle, polygon, mText, and block. Blocks have very complicated interactions with the layer manager, so we'll pay special attention to that. Line is the original line command. You say L, return, and the machine answers line, specify first point. The command can be line, lowercase, uppercase, or L, lowercase, or uppercase. At this point, the machine will accept a coordinate location in XY or XYZ notation, or a cursor location defined by a left click of the mouse. If you're going to use snap to line things up, it's important to have snap turned on, the button at the bottom depressed. Do not confuse snap with OSnap. Snap is for grid locations. OSnap is for connecting to existing objects. Notice that you can turn on snap while you're in the middle of a line command. Just a few commands work like this, but it's very nice. We click on a start point and the machine says specify next point or undo. We click on a point and the machine says specify next point or undo. Now it should be starting to make sense. Undo for the first point didn't contribute much, but now that we have started a multi-segment line, it's nice to keep the earlier work but change the last point, which might be an error. We tell the machine return, it says command, back to a new command or repeat the last command. I say again, repeat the last command. AutoCAD tries to keep track of your last command so that you can repeat it easily. Instead of a new command, type return. So let's go through that again. We said line, we drew the line, we said return, said it was all done. If we say return again, we're going to cancel the memory sequence. The machine says line specify the first point when we do not cancel the memory sequence. You say escape or return to break out of the memory sequence. Yes. Draw a box. Say L return. Click on the start point. Move the cursor to the right and click on a point. Move the cursor down and click on a point. Move the cursor to the left and try to line up with the previous and first points. Click. Now you see the value of grid, snap, and the large crosshairs on the cursor, making it easy to line up a good square. Instead of moving the cursor back to the first point,